Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the news at 9. The headlines. Electioneering gains momentum for assembly polls in Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Assam and West Bengal, with senior leaders of political parties holding public meetings and rallies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government's strong ties with Gulf countries help protect Indians there during these difficult times. Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry advises citizens to avoid panic purchase of petrol and diesel and unnecessary booking of LPG. Conflicting West Asia enters another intense phase with strikes reported across multiple fronts simultaneously. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan highlights transformative power of education in journey towards Vikasit Bharat. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals beat Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets in Delhi. Another match between Gujarat Titans and Rajasthan Royals underway in Ahmedabad. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in 4 states and 1 union territory. Prominent political party leaders are leading election rallies in different parts of poll-bound states. Addressing a public meeting in Tiruvalla today, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said the safety of Indians, especially those from Kerala in West Asia, is a top priority of his government.
Gulf countries ke netaon se main lagatar sampark mein hu. वहां की सरकारों से हम लगातार बात कर रहे हैं. मैं आप सभी परिजनों को आश्वस्त करता हूं, आपके परिवारजन भले ही आपसे दूर हो लेकिन वो अकेले नहीं है. भारत सरकार इन देशों में रह रहे हर भारतीय के साथ है.
Mr. Modi said the government's strong ties with Gulf countries help protect Indians there during these difficult times. He added that Kerala is ready for a historic transformation and that people's immense faith in the NDA is visible across the state. Prime Minister assured that Lok Sabha seats will not be reduced for southern states that have effectively controlled population growth, and the overall number of seats will be increased to benefit all states across the country.
Log jhoot phaila rahe hain ki jansankhya kam ho rahi hai to seaten kam ho jayegi. हम इस बार पार्लियामेंट में पक्का करना चाहते हैं कि केरल हो, तमिलनाडु हो, कर्नाटक हो, आंध्र हो, गोवा हो, तेलंगाना हो, कहीं पर भी लोकसभा की सीटें कम न हो, इसका थप्पा लगाने के लिए हम कानून संशोधन के लिए सत्र बुला रहे हैं.
Prime Minister also took part in a road show in Thiruvananthapuram as part of the poll campaign. Speaking at election meeting in Alappuzha, Idukki and Ernakulam districts, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said that the UDF is ready to bring real change in Kerala. He criticized both the LDF and the NDA and said the ruling LDF will lose its relevance after the polls.
What does LDF stand for? Left Democratic Front. Now, frankly, there is nothing left about the left front. And after the election, there will be nothing left of the left front. There is a hidden hand today that is running the LDF government. The hidden hand is communal. It does not accept the constitution of India. It divides the people of India. It attacks the people of India, humiliates the people of India.
CPIM General Secretary M.A. Baby and Politburo member Subhashni Ali campaigned for the LDF in various constituencies. Mr. Baby said the LDF has taken Kerala forward in multiple areas. He said the CPIM does not practice appeasement politics but stands firmly for the rights of minorities. In our series of constituency profiles for the forthcoming Legislative Assembly elections, today we take a look at Devikulam Assembly constituency in Kerala.
Proximity to the neighboring state of Tamil Nadu and the large number of plantation workers among the voters are key specialties of Devikulam Assembly constituency in Idukki district of Kerala. This hilly, high-altitude region is located in the Western Ghats. 6 candidates are in the fray in Devikulam this time. Sitting CPM MLA, A. Raja is the LDF candidate. F. Raja of the Congress is the UDF candidate. Former LDF MLA S. Rajendran of BJP is the NDA candidate. BSP's V.B. Rajendran and 2 other independent candidates are also in the fray. In the 2021 election, A. Raja defeated Congress candidate D. Kumar by a margin of more than 7,000 votes. In 2016, S. Rajendran representing CPM won here with a margin of more than 5,000 votes. Midhi M. Palluruthi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
With just 5 days remaining for polling, the political atmosphere in Puducherry has reached a fever pitch, turning the Union Territory into high-stakes battleground. Political parties have intensified their outreach, launching relentless campaigns to reach every voter. More from our correspondent.
From high-voltage roadshows led by national leaders to grassroots door-to-door canvassing, every strategy has been deployed in a determined bid to sway public opinion in Puducherry. The NDA, energized by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's roadshow yesterday, continued its momentum today.
Senior BJP leaders Dr. Mansukh Mandavia and Arjun Ram Meghwal also campaigned for NDA candidates.
For the Congress, Party President Mallikarjun Kharge campaigned and addressed a public meeting at Annai Thidal. Opposition leader and DMK candidate R. Shiva carried out election campaign in Pandian Nagar, Pattanikalam and Murthy Nagar areas, while Chief Minister N. Rengasamy campaigned for NDA candidates in the Olgarad constituency. DMK election in charge for Puducherry Jagat Chakshakan MP is coordinating the campaign activities for the party. The Communist Party of India Marxist also released its manifesto for the elections. Actress Rohini campaigned for CPIM and CPA candidates in Lospet, Olgarad and Tiruppuvanai constituencies. Bibinasnath, Akashwani News, Puducherry.
In Tamil Nadu, election fever is running high with door-to-door campaigning and roadshows are being held for garnering votes. In a surprise announcement today, the leader of VCK, a long-time ally of the DMK, has said that he will not be contesting in this assembly elections. Earlier, he said that he will be contesting in Kattumannarkoil. The party was allotted 8 seats in the Secular Democratic Alliance. DMK chief M.K. Stalin was at Shankarankoil and Mudukulattur campaigning for Secular Democratic Alliance. He criticized the BJP government at the center for ignoring oil prices and highlighted the achievements on the other hand. Union Minister of State and BJP candidate Dr. L. Murugan told the media at Coimbatore that the state needed a double-engine government so that the state's growth is not affected and people wanted more opportunities to flourish. A report.
Amid sweltering summer, candidates and leaders went on foot seeking votes for their parties. Party workers with colourful flags waved across, signalling to their favourite leaders. Public meeting is also being held with decorations and a massive stage. Election surveillance teams were looking out for those who violated the model code of conduct in streets and highways. Security is also on alert at important places like railway stations and airports in the state. My Vote, My Voice campaign posters and banners are also raising awareness on the importance of voting. Joy, Akashwani, Chennai.
The election campaign for the 2026 West Bengal Legislative Assembly has gathered significant momentum, with major political parties intensifying their outreach efforts across the state. More from our correspondent.
The campaign has been marked by aggressive rallies, roadshows and door-to-door outreach. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to spearhead the BJP's campaign with multiple rallies across North Bengal and other key districts from tomorrow, reflecting the party's strategy to gain ground in the region. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has been actively campaigning across the state, focusing on grassroots mobilization and highlighting her government welfare schemes. Several crucial issues have shaped the discourse during the campaign. Economy of the state, unemployment and lack of industrial growth, law and order remain major voter concerns. As polling dates approach, the state remains at the center of national political attention, with the outcome expected to have significant implications for the broader political landscape of India. Shondipan Dashgupta, Akashvani, Kolkata.
The Election Commission has suspended 4 police officers in Kolkata following allegations of security lapses during a roadshow and submission of nomination of BJP candidate Subhendu Adhikari in Bhavanipur, attended by senior BJP leader Amit Shah. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry has said that the government is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to avoid panic purchase of petrol and diesel and unnecessary booking of LPG. LPG distributorships and can be purchased by showing any valid ID proofs. The ministry added that no address proof is required to purchase 5 kg cylinders. The conflicting West Asia has entered another intense phase with strikes reported across multiple fronts simultaneously. In one of the most alarming developments, a projectile struck near the perimeter of Iran's Bushehr nuclear power plant on Saturday, killing a member of the facility's physical protection unit. The International Atomic Energy Agency, citing Iran authorities, confirmed the incident and said there was no increase in radiation levels following the strike.
The strike on Bushehr is the fourth time the plant has been hit since the war began on 28th of February. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi criticized the lack of international concerns for its safety. Russia's state nuclear corporation Rosatom, which built the plant and has been overseeing construction of 2 additional units, has now begun a final evacuation of the staff. The International Atomic Energy Agency has warned that nuclear plant sites must never be attacked and that auxiliary buildings may contain vital safety equipment. Authorities confirmed the plant's core infrastructure remains intact and the electricity generation has not been disrupted. Despite that reassurance, the repeated targeting of the site has drawn widespread alarm from nuclear safety experts and world governments. Vinod Kumar, Akashvani News, Dubai.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan highlighted the transformative power of education and its vital role in the journey towards a Vikasit Bharat. Addressing the third convocation ceremony at Mahatma Gandhi Central University, Motihari, he urged students to use their knowledge to address the challenges facing the country. The Vice President described the current era as Amrit Kal, noting that the youth are the primary architects of India's future. He stated that India is poised to achieve its goal of becoming a developed nation by 2047, driven by the power of its youth.
I am sure we are going to become the third largest economy of the world. It's all possible because of you, the youngsters, who are enthusiastically sitting here, who want to do and who want to achieve everything. And we all are sure by 2047, the Viksit Bharat is not only a dream, but it is going to be a reality.
Executive Director, Export Promotion Council for Medical Devices, EPCMD, Praveen Kumar Mittal, today welcomed the government's decision to exempt customs duty on a wide range of petrochemical products. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Mr. Mittal said the decision will directly mitigate inflationary pressures and address supply disruptions arising from the ongoing conflict in West Asia. He noted that the timely intervention will help ensure stability in supply. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar today thanked his Armenian counterpart Ararat Mirzoyan and the government of Armenia for facilitating the evacuation of Indian fishermen from Iran. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar expressed appreciation for enabling the evacuation of Indian fishermen through Armenia to India. The 345 Indian fishermen arrived in Chennai this evening. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals were 193 for 5 in 18.2 overs against Gujarat Titans at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bat first. Earlier in the first match of the day, Delhi Capitals defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Riding on Sameer Rizvi's impressive 90 runs, Delhi Capitals surpassed the target of 163 runs, scoring 164 for 4 in 18.1 overs. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Electioneering gains momentum for assembly polls in Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Assam and West Bengal, with senior leaders of political parties holding public meetings and rallies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government's strong ties with Gulf countries help protect Indians there during these difficult times. Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry advises citizens to avoid panic purchase of petrol and diesel and unnecessary booking of LPG. Conflicting West Asia enters another intense phase with strikes reported across multiple fronts simultaneously. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan highlights transformative power of education in journey towards Vikasit Bharat. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals beat Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets in Delhi. Another match between Gujarat Titans and Rajasthan Royals underway in Ahmedabad. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.